Yo, this is Nick D.
I'm Bree K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Welcome back to the That's Not Christian Podcast. This is episode 228. I got my coffee right here. That's why we were late. But it's all good. We got me in the building. I am Brie K. This is my lovely twin Kasari. We have Jay as LA. We have Aunt, and we have Jay Acosta with us today, and we about to have a good show. Hopefully, don't be boring.
Ooh,
let's not be boring tonight, everybody. Everybody, ooh, lift your spirits.
Wake it up.
Wake it up. Wake it up. Yeah, I know it's almost midnight up the East Coast, but oh my bad. Here y'all go.
Oh gee, dang. She said almost midnight. Jeez.
Yeah. What's up with that coffee sponsorship though? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Real talk.
I didn't see the check in the account.
We support, but we're supporting a local business though.
Yeah. Oh, so. You're right. All right. Good.
Cool. You know.
Cool. Shut them out. Yeah.
Anyway.
What's the name of that coffee shop?
They're called Choco Bakery and located in Anaheim Hills. It's a family business.
Mm-hmm. One support, of one.
Nice. Yeah, one of. Well, actually, I think they have a second location in Corona, but irrelevant. Irrelevant. Anaheim Hills, because OC is relevant. Ooh. And anyway, what we about to be
OC
talking about?
Like this weekend, I saw you on Instagram banging that OC, that West Coast, all that.
OC's always a vibe.
Yeah, she was
throw it up. Throw it up. OC's always a vibe.
Ain't that where Marty's at? An OC?
Probably. He said OC. Yeah,
he said, okay.
He was like close to Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Us too.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, how was everybody's Easter? Let's just get right to it.
How was Easter?
My Resurrection Sunday was good.
Right.
Wow. We usually know the churchy resurrection. The
church
Sunday. Calvary.
What are you talking about?
Did y'all go to church?
We did. I did. Yeah. I did. The service was good. It was good. We went with the family. This guy right here, though. What'd you do, what? Buddy? You.
Listen, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about Jesus and Easter.
Listen, it was good.
Church was good. But let me ask you guys, did your church make any invitations?
Like what?
What do you mean?
You know, to invite people who are non-believers or anything like that to your Sunday Easter resurrection service?
No.
No.
They don't invite non-believers?
Yeah, they did. Well, but they're flyers, but we didn't pass them out. There weren't like physical flyers, right?
No, there weren't physical flyers. It was more like word of mouth, like we tell
like
people.
Digital?
And they post it. Yeah.
They share a link or something.
Okay.
So you're usually saying, hey, come join us on Resurrection Sunday or stuff like that, right?
Yeah. He is risen.
Unless you go to Jimmy's church, Elevation.
Oh. Oh,
up, bro! I don't even live close to that church. Like, I don't even know where it is. What are you talking about?
Well, I gotta be. I'm not talking about you, Jimmy. There's probably another Jimmy out in North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
Another Jimmy.
Right.
Yeah.
Dang. So what happened
anyway?
What are you getting?
Yes. Yeah, so Stephen Furtick's church, Elevation Church.
Oh, this
kind of got into. I don't know. Kind of like a
controversy.
I mean, yeah, controversy as always, right?
As always,
where they sent invitations out to people, but they didn't use resurrection, like the word Resurrection Sunday, or like blood of Jesus, or like, you know, kind of quote unquote churchy words when it comes to Easter Sunday, right? Because Easter Sunday for churches is like the Super Bowl Sunday. It's a very big event, right? Rightfully so, right? Our Lord and Savior rose from the dead, defeating death, and giving us all, salvation. Amen. So, Elevation decided that they were not going to use that type of language, I guess you could say, And the reason was because, and according to Nikki Shearer, I think it's the name, he or she, I'm not sure, is Elevation's digital content creator. And she mentions that they avoid using that type of language because it, quote, immediately makes someone feel like an outsider.
Really?
Yeah.
Really about the inclusion, huh?
Yeah. Oh. They continue to say, when I think about how I'm going to talk about Easter, I'm thinking about how I'm going to talk to people far from God, because that's the thing that matters most to us. Adding the church wants to reach the unchurch and church alike. So, that's yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So. She also says, I'm putting a lot of my focus, energy, time, resources towards what I call the cold audience people that are far from God. I'm not going to say the word Calvary, not going to say the word resurrection, not going to say the blood of Jesus. I'm not going to say any of these words that make someone feel like an outsider. This is really an important guide for how we develop language. Anyone can be part of our church. It might not be for everyone, but everyone might not like it, but anyone can come. That's what she says. So what are you guys' thoughts?
That's crazy, bro.
It's crazy that she doesn't want to use those words.
Yeah, like I mean,
I would
get it. Like if it was something to do with like the algorithm, because you know sometimes there's certain words that you use that might suppress your content or whatever. But they're just like, nah. If you don't feel like you're included, well, yeah, you're not included. You're not written in. Your name isn't written in the Lamb's Book of Life, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not supposed to feel included. You know what I mean? Right. Like, yeah.
Wait, hold on, they ain't even got anything to do with algorithms.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just right. No algorithms. Just you're inviting somebody to church. You created this banner or whatever. Yeah, flyers. And to clarify, Nikki Shears is a female, okay. According to Instagram. So yeah,
is she saved or is she just their like marketing person?
Good question.
Because sometimes like churches will outsource and like hire people to do their marketing and stuff. So like, is she saved or is that something that Stephen Furtick? Because I like see the thing is, obviously his name, he's responsible because he's the pastor of that church. So his name is going to be on it. But does he know this or did she like just do the interview?
She just went rogue.
But someone had to approve it though. They had to approve the flyers, right? I mean, at the end of the day, like
her.
That's crazy. Like if they just let her run with it.
Well, he probably just saw was like, okay, cool. But I mean, well, see, I don't know, but that's crazy.
But there's a whole game plan behind it, right? Like, yeah, we don't want to offend anybody, and it sounds calculated. Actually,
sounds like
DEI. Yeah. I mean, churches use all kinds of tactics to bring people in the church in the door, and I get that, but I think, well, I don't want to assume that.
But at the risk of
Christians like, celebrate,
that's crazy.
Easter.
yeah, absolutely, 100%. That's wild. Like that you'd be like,
I have conflicting thoughts on it. Because I do my best to like avoid criticizing how churches do their thing unless it's like complete heresy, right? Like if they're saying something that's anti-God, and this is kind of like
borderline.
Yeah,
borderline.
It's kind of borderline. She's not saying anti-God, but at the same time, it's like this is like our big day, like like for the church. Like it's not even just like, oh, this is just another Sunday. This is just like something like this is our day. And like on the day that like we have to like kind of dominate the culture in that sense, like you're going to use that to not dominate the culture. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It feels a little bit counterintuitive to me. And then also like saying that you don't want to make people feel like outsiders and things like is the mosque like not talking about Allah and.
Yeah.
And not like, you know what I mean? Like, are they keeping the same energy down at the mosque? Like, are they keeping the same energy with any other religion? Or is it just like Christians that want to be like, oh, we don't want anybody to feel like an outsider? Because like JSLA said, it's not for everybody though. Like even Jesus had mixed reactions to his sermons. There are people that turned away. So like, there's no way to avoid like having anybody turn away. Like the gospel, like you said, if there's some people that it offends and there's some people that it attracts, and you can't, like, I can't control that.
Right.
So I don't know. It just, I just have like mixed opinions on that.
Yeah. But, like, is it our job? Like, our job is to present the gospel, ain't it? Like,
right.
We're not responsible with how people receive it. You know what I mean?
Offensive or not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it should be offensive, right?
And how, but how is resurrection offending anybody, yo? Like, what? Were you offended when you watched Pet Sematary and your dog resurrected? Like, come on, yo. What are
what? Right.
Like, what are they talking about? Like, how does that offend you, yo? I don't know.
And I want to clarify, right? Well, clarify this thing, right? She mentions it for the flyer or whatever, the invitation, right? But she does mention in that article that, you know, they do use, you know, resurrection and all these words within the Easter services, right?
Sermon, right?
Yeah,
it's not on the flyer
and all that, just not on the flyer, correct?
But
I have a question for you. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go.
I have a question for you guys. Did you guys grow up in church or no?
No.
Yes.
Okay. So Jay Acosta did, JSLA did not, and Ant did not. So when you guys first, when somebody first invited you to church, or whenever it was when you decided to start going like regularly, or you accepted Christ, or however, whatever came first, did you think that it was like, did you feel like an outsider if you heard like churchy terms? Like, did you ever feel like out of place going to church, or did you just feel like, I'm out of place because I'm a sinner, like, and I'm like just now coming to terms with that. Like, how did that feel to you? Like, would you have liked it if it was like less churchy, or like, did you like that it was like, this is church and this is how they talk here? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good question.
So for me, I went to Victory Outreach Church. So anybody from Cali who's been to Victory Outreach Church, like, knows what that experience is like. Yeah, you know, so like, for me, I was an outsider because, you know, I wasn't shooting heroin at 14 and, you know, doing drive-bys at 12, you know, so I was like, so I didn't feel like I was a sinner, you know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, I didn't do that. I don't smoke crack. Like, what are you talking about? I'm good, you know what I mean? I mean, I smoke a blunt every day, but I don't smoke crack, you know what I'm saying? So I was like... So for me, that was my experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I didn't feel like I fit in, but it wasn't until really like I was presented with the gospel, you know what I mean? Knowing and understanding that I'm a sinner, that, you know, that I sinned against God, you know what I mean? That Jesus died for my sins, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I was like, yo, this is, you know what I mean? Like, this is for me, this is great. Yeah, like, I didn't feel comfortable and I didn't fit in. I knew that there was things I had to change in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's just crazy to me. But yeah, I did the whole Christianese thing, that like when I really found a church, that was a whole nother thing. And I still felt kind of weird, like, you know, because there's certain aspects of the culture that I don't know. I feel like I think it's kind of odd, but that's a separate conversation. You know, like, it's like, hey, no, just like, you know, how you doing? Blessed and highly favored. It's like, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you do, cool, but like, bro, you don't talk like that at the job. Come on, man. I mean, unless you do, but like,
right.
Just to me, that's kind of like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
What about you, man?
Nah, what you was gonna say, Jay?
No, I was just gonna say the kind of like the message that they decided to go with. It's hey, do you have plans for Easter Sunday? I'm heading to Elevation. Would you like to join me? The music and the message are always incredible. It's honestly one of my favorite ways to celebrate the holiday. I love to have you as my guest this year.
What? Who said that?
Bro, that sounded like this.
That was what Elevation was saying, to kind of like copy and paste and send it to who they want to invite to Sunday.
Yo, that sounds like getting invited to like a multi-level marketing meeting. Like, you don't
right. I was saying,
like, why am I here? You selling me a timeshare or something? You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing? Is this
not only that, bro? Just cut her question off to read that statement. That's the worst part.
Now you can answer her question.
You're the one that said, go ahead.
But I thought you had like a valid.
It was relevant.
Right. He was going to share his experience.
He thought it was relevant.
Right?
Hey, listen. Listen.
I got ADD.
Listen, if you're enjoying this episode, subscribe. Hit the subscribe button for us. All right, Ann, go ahead. Tell what you got to say.
Tell your little story.
Right. I already know the story. Get it. We got to go back now.
So was you an outsider or not,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, I was an outsider. All right, next topic. All right.
Yo, shout out to the people in the comments, man. Shout out to Sinatra, Louis Roy Aviles.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let him tell
it. Right.
You don't want to tell it. You don't want to tell it. Man.
Story, bro. Was you blessed?
Tell the story.
It ain't no story. Like, obviously, I did feel like an outsider when I went. What's funny is the first church I got invited to, that joint was in like an office building.
Okay.
So off rip, I felt like an outsider. There was only like six people in that joint. So when I was invited,
space or something.
Huh?
You mean office building? It's like a shared space.
I guess they rented out like a. It was like in an office park. So I guess they rented out like one of the offices. So they had it in like a meeting room. So I didn't know where I was going. I'm like, is this AA? What is this? Like,
right.
The joint looked crazy.
Wait, how you end up there though?
Yeah, who invited you?
It was at the time it was my girlfriend's family.
Okay.
Right. So, obviously I hadn't been to church. I didn't go to church. When I was younger, I did, but I didn't grow up in church. So I showed up to the spot, and although I didn't know anything about church, right. Didn't really know much about the Bible or anything. When I walked in that place, I really questioned their salvation. I'm like,
Day.
I'm like, are these the people I should be attending church with? You know what I'm saying? Like,
dang.
Nothing caught me, nothing connected with me. And I think, and after that, I didn't go back, right? Because I was like, dang, nobody want to hear this dude speak. It was like three people on singing, maybe one person on the tambourine, bro. It was like 10 people all together, right?
Right. Very intimate setting.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but this ain't cutting it. Like, this ain't doing it. Like, I don't know if it's the pastor. I don't know if it's the choir. I don't know what it is. But after that, boy, it was years before I actually stepped back into a church. But that was the first experience. Definitely an outsider. But I felt like they had to be outside.
They was outside, too?
Yeah, everybody was outside at this point. Right. So,
yeah, that's so hilarious. Yo, did they make you stand up? Like,
Six
of us here. You know who's new?
I'm new. Yeah.
You raise your hands.
Like, I'm the new guy.
Yo, and everybody's family in the church. You know what I mean? They're like, who's new?
Yeah.
Right. They took your number, name, email.
Yeah, I'm like, how y'all find this place? Like, who is this, like your brother or something? Like, because this is definitely not word of mouth, because there's only six people in here. They ain't telling nobody
else.
We
must have froze.
Nah, y'all good.
Did we freeze?
Nah, you good. So? You good.
Y'all good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but nah, it was wild. It was wild. And if they happen to see this episode, thank you. I hope it's grown.
I hope you got one more member.
Hope your space is bigger.
Dang. Hope it's not a building, huh? No. I think that anytime you go somewhere new, there should be an expectation that you might hear or see something that is offensive or maybe something that you agree with or whatever. Like, I don't understand, like, why they would want to, like, I don't see the big deal, honestly, to withhold like the whole resurrection, the blood of Jesus, like. Right. But Skeletor Sinatra said, when you come to the church and you're not saved, you are an outsider. The word of God, it has power, and the Holy Spirit draws.
That's Voss, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to put his business
right here, right?
But yeah. Since you did.
yeah, he's been on here anyway, so but yeah, you know what though? Like what you to touch on what you said. Even when I first, whether I did or didn't go, something like resurrection or anything, that wouldn't have offended me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, I just don't get it. I don't see.
It's just different.
All right, it's on the flyer. I know. I mean, people that didn't go to church know. Right. They know what Easter is about. You know what I'm saying? So how would you get offended by that? I don't know.
Yeah, that's wild.
It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, like that's the whole point of Easter. You know what I'm saying? The Resurrection Sunday, whatever you, you know what I mean? Like whatever you call it. Like,
yeah. I mean, there are some people that go and dress up like Easter bunnies and.
Yeah, I seen that, bro. What's up with Christians like doing the whole bunny thing and dressing up like a bunny?
You know, some people do that. Do y'all think that's wrong?
No, we had one. The kid for
the
kids.
You had an Easter bunny
for the kids. Yeah,
we had one too.
But we tell them. First of all, we tell them this is why we celebrate today, because the Lord rose, and now we're covered by the blood. But then we had the Easter bunny. Yeah, for the kids, they loved it.
And kids love the bunny.
You want pictures?
We got one of the official members of TNC who dressed up like a bunny this weekend.
Who?
I don't know who.
Switch? Oh, Jay?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen.
Wait, Jay skipped church and dressed up like a bunny?
We got video. First of all, I didn't skip church.
Cue the video.
Oh, okay.
Second of all, it was after church. And third of all, our next topic is a little bit more serious.
Him just brushing past. Easter bunnies are demonic.
Now Jay's calling you demonic, bro.
Wow.
Is it because the ears kind of look like horns? Kind of look like devil horns, and so that's
but right. Jay's ears were down, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Then Jay's wasn't demonic.
Nah, Jay's was different.
His was sanctified.
Yeah, right.
Word.
He's trying to change the subject. Look at him.
Yeah, real quick.
I'm ready to end the podcast.
Let's disagree with word of the day. Word of the day.
Right. We appreciate your time.
No, we'll get to the word of the day in a couple minutes. All right. So, Twitter world, social media world got in a little bit of uproar. With this next topic, which is Biden proclaiming or making a proclamation of Trans Visibility Day.
What is that?
Are
they invisible?
I think they're invisible, but so apparently
why do they need visibility?
It's ma'am.
They need more visibility. I don't know.
It's ma'am, sir.
Oh yeah.
It's ma'am, yeah. Sir.
It's ma'am, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, so this happened on Friday or Thursday, where there was like a little, I guess, press conference about it or whatever. And then it just started catching steam. And, you know, you had like a lot of prominent Christian pastors and overall Christians, right, talking about how can Biden do this. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of days or all that stuff, it kind of, you know, came out what this whole Trans Visibility Day is. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, it's not something that was just occurred. It's actually been a day that's been around since 2010. But it just so happened that Easter this year was at the end of March, and on the same day where they made it official, I guess. So
2010, that was 44, right?
What?
That was Obama?
Obama.
Okay.
So yeah, so what do you guys think when you first saw it?
But to add to that, not only that, right? But they also removed all religious
signs. Oh yes, for the Easter. Yeah, so that was part two of it, and then that actually has been around for a while.
It did?
As well, yes. Yes.
Mm. So they never allowed the crosses and all of that on the Easter eggs or anything?
Yeah. So apparently the ban on religious symbols in the competition has been in place since for the last 45 years.
45
years.
That's crazy.
And then the trans day thing has been around since 2010. And again, it just so happened Lewis that it was the same date as today.
He said 2009.
He said it's been around since 2009, and 2015 is when they made it a national holiday.
A national? It's a holiday? That's not a nah, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, they have all sorts of national holidays, like.
Bro, every day there's a national this and national that. You know,
it would be like national waffle day or something like that.
Yeah, facts.
Nah, bro, this is wild. Yeah, but so. So it's already been in place, but the so the uproar was that he decided that he had to go make this whole press conference, put out a letter and everything on Easter, and then declare it that day, and then in the middle of his speech talk about the Lord's year and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just summarize it. But yeah.
Yes. So should we be? I guess should we have that uproar, being that it's already kind of a day wasn't like created. You know, purposely this year's Easter. Okay.
Yes. Why? Because if it's already been around, what you feel the need to announce it on for Easter though? It's been there. So what do you make an announcement for? Why do all of that? Mm. Why send out why have a press conference and send out your formal letter and all of that? What's the point of all of that?
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's been around. Why are we doing all of that?
That's a good point.
I don't know. Y'all tell me. I don't know. I'm bugging. Maybe. Yes. No.
I'm in line with you. And also, Voss mentions that there's 145 days on the calendar for that community. And
Half a year almost.
How
are they acting like John Cena right now though?
What?
John Cena? Oh, like they can't see me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bars. So my thing was, there's an uproar, but it wasn't like it was just invented, you know, that Thursday or that Friday, purposely, right? Yeah. It's sad that this man, who claims to be, you know, religious, and obviously that, you know, that's
he says
really mean much, yeah. Right? He says he's Catholic. Joseph Biden.
Yo, it's possible that he didn't remember that it was a holiday, because you know how he is.
Yeah, and it's also possible that his administration was just like, this is what we're doing. And I mean, is he gonna say no? Is he gonna say yes? You know,
he say no. He's a president. I ain't like I ain't doing this. I don't know. You can do that. That's possible, yo.
Yeah,
right. I don't know if y'all saw it. I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a publication that tweeted that he said he didn't do it.
He didn't know what he forgot.
I don't know. And then, so then I was like, okay, did they just put that out there? Like, is that a lie? Like, I don't know. And then I was like, wondering, like, okay, serious question for y'all. Y'all think he got dementia for real?
Oh, he got it.
He got something.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he has dementia. I just think his old age is, you catching know, up. Definitely affecting him. Yeah.
Bro, they didn't even do the aptitude test, right? Or they turned it down?
Right, they skipped it. You know,
bro, how they said
he couldn't stand trial, right?
Then how was he president still? What?
Bro, I don't have no idea.
Great question.
Laws for you, but not for me.
Right.
You know. So.
Wow. All right. So. This is crazy.
It is.
This is madness, yo.
I honestly don't think he has dementia, but.
Now he's faking it. You think he's faking it?
Old.
Oh, he's old. Yeah, he's old.
He could just be like, oh no, I don't. You know, I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was his stunt double.
Could have been.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I'm speechless at times when it comes to half the stuff I see, yo. Like, I just don't.
Like, are y'all surprised though? Like,
I'm not surprised. I you know what? What's the next topic? Because this might be a good.
I don't look at government to validate my faith or my beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Like I look at the state as the enemy.
That's you. You know what I mean? But a lot of people do. A lot of people lean on government.
What you mean?
There's a lot of people out there that feel like you know,
bro, there's people that vote conservative because they feel like they're the more Christian like party. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I
can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like who?
You mean like who? Like the ones that sell Bibles.
You talking about Donnie?
Donnie T.
Cricket.
Donnie
J. Yes. Donnie J. Trump is now selling Bibles. Obviously mixed feelings with a lot of people. And I'm gonna play the video at 1.5 speed so you guys can listen to what he says and then kind of, you know, make your judgment. Right. So here it goes.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are right. Under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be, again, a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Oh, Jimmy, you like that, huh? You ready to vote?
Okay. He got it on pre-order.
I was one of the first people who signed up for that.
You got three.
I got the whole pack with the sneakers too. The gold.
Oh, you got the bundle?
You know what I'm saying? I got the whole starter pack. Yeah.
For a small fee of $500. Hey,
that's nothing. Yo, you know what's crazy is a lot of people were mad about this, bro. Like, yeah.
What was their argument? Like, what was it that they were mad about?
The fact that it's Trump.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That it's Trump.
Pretty okay.
And I think so, they were. Well, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Say your piece, Tim.
They were trying to. I think people interpreted it like, oh, he's trying to change the Bible and saying that the amendments and the Constitution is the Bible. Right. I feel like that's what they were trying to say. And it's like, he didn't say that though.
Right.
Where'd they get that from?
Because he was like, okay, it's in, like, we put it in the Bible. Like, yeah. But I feel like, why not? Let me know my rights because I live here in America. Right. And how does that affect me in my religion?
Preach.
Right. But nobody's ever had a Bible with maps in the back before?
Right.
Oof.
Whole atlas.
Oof.
Y'all don't own a physical Bible?
Y'all cooking.
They don't know. The Bible app is what they own.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh. Hey, yo, wait a minute. Hold on. What's wrong with the Bible app? It's free, number one. There's
nothing wrong with that, but there's no maps on it. So she was saying a physical Bible.
Because it was a physical Bible and it had the Constitution or something in the back. Like, that people have never owned a physical Bible. They always have, like, extra concordance, extra notes, like, maps and all sorts of
stuff.
Even,
like, a family tree. Like, some of them have family tree in the front. You could, like, dedicate it to somebody, important things, stuff like that. So, you know.
Right.
That's wild.
So, so in watching the video.
It's a big contract. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, to me it seemed to me it seemed more, not so much that he's plugging the Bible, but more like, more politically motivated. Like, hey, things are wrong. I'm the guy to kind of fix things up, and that kind of align with your, you know, your Christian value, your Christian values, because he says that it's his favorite book, but he didn't really talk about how kind of like Jesus, you know, changed his life, or, you know, he reads it, you know, to hear from God or hear from Jesus. No, it was more like
you wanted more Christianese,
right?
Yeah, more Christianese. Okay,
so he gave the elevation.
He wanted to hear resurrection,
right?
Yeah,
and Calvary,
right?
Exactly.
That's fair, though. No, I mean, that's fair for him to say that's my favorite book, and it's like, okay, what's your favorite scripture? Like,
all of them.
Corinthian. All of them. All
two Corinthians. Right. Quote it. Right. Wait. 2 Corinthians. Right. So, I mean, that's a fair critique, but at the same time, like, if it would have been Joey B up there saying the same thing, like, with people have been upset.
Right.
Oh, he wouldn't have said that. He would have said today's National Trans Day.
You know what if he put all the national?
And some Christians are still supporting him, so it was that's crazy.
Yeah.
What if he put all the national days to support that community in the back of his Bible?
He would.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it.
Ooh, yeah. Crazy. What if?
I just want to know if the same people would have critiques, or like if they would be upset or not.
That'd be the No Diddy Bible.
Not
right.
The No Diddy Bible. That's crazy.
The
bro.
Pause Bible.
Right. What translation is that, dog?
Right. Pause.
Extra pause version.
Oh, what did I miss? We just seen, yeah, my internet got knocked out.
Dang.
I know, bad weather.
One, two.
But y'all seen the video, right? He's talking and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But people's uproar, you already explained, like, you ever talked about why people are mad about it, or
nah, what did you see?
No, I saw what you play. I mean, I didn't see what you played, but I seen it before, and I seen, you know, with the favorite book. He sound wild crazy saying that it's my favorite book. but I mean, like you know, like Mr. Sinatra said, right? You know, I really blew him up,
right.
But he says mentioned there's a Bible, and there should be a Bible in every home, and America needs to pray again, right? He said we need to bring prayer back,
right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that, right?
Right.
No, I definitely don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah.
So now, one of the things that I've heard, I even had some friends text me when that came out, like, yo, you see this? Like, first of all, they automatically assume, because I don't agree with a lot of stuff Biden says, that I'm
automatically
pro-Trump. So they send me everything Trump does, right? And then they think, like, it's crazy. So they send me, like, yo, this dude, look, he's selling Bibles. You know, you're not supposed to, like, what y'all were just speaking on, you're not supposed to add or take away from the Bible. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. But it's not like he threw it in the middle of some verses or something, right?
Right.
He put it, whether it's
front in the back, middle of verses,
right? Like, he just threw the Constitution in the middle of John 15 or something. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, bro, relax.
Right. Right. He didn't put our father Donnie Trump.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put himself in the joint. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, yo, like with the picture, like, you remember when he got elected, they had the picture of like Jesus around him with the angel.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like, yo, like, Donald Trump is now.
Yo, Jeff, people bro. Really acting like that, though. It was crazy. Yeah. It's not even his Bible.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. And that's
wild.
Bro, that's the crazy part. Because that's the first thing they hit me with. Like, yo, this dude. He's adding and taking away. He's adding to the Bible. Oh, and he's doing this to make money. You know what I'm saying? That's everybody.
Yeah, that's another thing I heard. I heard that on Track Stars.
Did y'all see the Track Stars video? Any of y'all?
I didn't. I didn't. But let the viewers and the listeners know what they
saw. Sorry, you saw it?
Yeah, I did.
I did too.
Okay. So the Track Stars video, for those that didn't see, they started speaking on what they felt or how they felt about it, right?
Their feelings, bro. They was
right, and that's the thing. I think and Track Stars, you know, they're cool. We've been on theirs, they've been on here.
Right, respect.
Yeah. So, you know, they're OGs in this, but I will say that whole commentary was based off of personal feelings.
Right.
They didn't bring up any facts. There was no facts in it involved. They did exactly what the people I know did. Like, yo, your man is changing stuff and he's trying to make money. You know what I'm saying? Like, without actually really looking into it. You know what I'm saying? So,
and what's interesting is that the Bible is not even, he's just endorsing it. Like, it's, he's not managing the website or anything.
That's what I was getting to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Speedy. But but that's the thing that they were saying. It was like, yo, he was trying to do this to make money. He's the last guy to be representing us as Christians and this and that.
Right.
I'm like, dang, dog, you ain't even really look into what was going on. First of all, he's not even making money off of it. It's not his Bible, right? Like you said, he's just endorsing it. It's clearly, they show you who the Bible belongs to, right? The company, as far as the ones are selling it, and where the money's going. So it's like, bro, y'all just went on air to do all of that, to speak on personal feelings about it. And then you'd be like, well, I'm not going to tell you who to vote on. And then you just list a whole commentary opposing on who you don't want people to vote for. What are you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I think the crazy part was your man, what was his name? Plain James. Well, he said Plain James, he was the other dude that was
He was the angry one.
He was tired of the whitewashing of Christianity. I'm like, how is this Bible whitewashing Christianity, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the Bible. He said in the beginning, it's a King James version. Ain't nothing changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about whitewashing the Christianity? He said he is talking about that Jesus, you know, has a certain skin tone. The Moses movie further intensifies all American, that Christianity is all American and it's the white man's religion. I didn't get none of that from what he said. Like, you know what I mean? Just because it has a constitution and all that, like, I don't know.
Right. Anybody's adding and taking away, it's
right.
Yeah. So I just think it goes back to people like not actually. Like, I think this is what happened, right, in the past. This is how everything happened or continued to happen along his presidency, is like we just went off of the narrative. Whatever the media gave us, people just ran off of it, and then that's how everybody just used that and not actually taking the time to do any type of research and really look into it. And here we are again, back at it, and people still doing the same thing. I thought people learned from that crap.
Right.
Yo, all over Bible too, bro. Like, all right, so he don't read his Bible and he's capping, right?
Let's just know that.
Right.
We know that part.
Like, he's telling people to read the Bible. Like, well, you got a problem with that? Like, for real? Like, as a Christian, you got a problem with somebody saying you should read the Bible?
So
we should pray more? Like, for real?
Let me ask this. And this is for the folks, even like the Track Stars folks, right, that had a problem with it. So let's say, because it's Donald Trump, we get however many people actually want to read the Bible just because it's dude,
right,
and actually get saved off of it. Where's the problem?
Right.
Where's the problem in that? Y'all so caught up in all the other stuff. What if the whole intention behind it, well, you know, okay, they used him.
Right.
And what if the company's intention was to draw as many people as they can? That was their draw. See if we can sell Bibles through dude.
And listen, man, don't sleep on the Holy Spirit, dog. You know, like, they was talking about, like, oh, you know, what if you invited somebody to share the gospel with somebody and then they see him and they're like, oh, this is who represents you? Bro, like, that's not your job. You know what I mean? Some scatter the seed, some water it. You know what I mean?
God gives an increase.
You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let the man talk about the Bible. Let these maggots read the Bible. That's what you want, right? Because most people say that, you know, they make the stereotype of MAGAs, right? and they say that, you know, they're racist or whatever else. Like, don't you want them reading the Bible? Don't you want racist people reading the Bible? Like, what's your problem?
Right. And not only that, what if they stumble upon the amendments and the Constitution and all that, and they actually find reasons to back up why they don't like Trump?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Good. Facts.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I just think it's too much. And also, I don't know which guy on Trackstar said something about like, oh, he's in trouble, and all of a sudden he's talking about the Bible. Like, no, he's been praying. He's been talking about praying.
Yeah, that was plain James.
Like, through his whole presidency.
Mm-hmm.
When he had the leaderships laying hands on him and praying for him when he first got in, I think.
Right.
Or even when that whole in Lafayette, when he did the little whole photo op and they were trying to say that it was tear gas, that they threw tear gas so the rioters could leave so he could take the photo or whatever, when right. he was holding the Bible. Mm-hmm. I just felt like there's a lot, like, throughout his presidency when he encouraged praying and stuff like that. So I don't understand. It's not all of a sudden.
Is that when he held it upside down, though?
Yeah.
But I mean, he wasn't reading it. It wasn't like George reading the book upside down during 9/11. You know what I'm saying?
If you would have opened it, that would have been crazy.
Right. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, exactly what you were saying, though, JSLA, about like, don't underestimate the Holy Spirit, right? That somebody could actually listen to him, like MAGAs or whoever could actually right. listen to him, and it might like bring people to read the Bible and might actually bring somebody to Christ. Like
right.
that's exactly why I said what I said at the beginning, which is I try not to criticize like how churches do their thing. So even going back to like the elevation thing, I just won't underestimate how the Holy Spirit will work on somebody and right. what certain people receive from. Like you said, like God is the one who's going to give the increase. Mm-hmm. So like, even if I don't agree with whatever it is they do, I do my best not to criticize anybody who's saying something as long as it's not blasphemous or heresy. Right. So I just wanted to put that back out there because everything that you guys are saying, we could also apply it to the first situation with elevation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure that we're, you know, being fair on that.
Right. Yeah, watch your mouth, beloved. You know what I mean? Don't talk about Furtick and elevation, man. Right. They got good music. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. I like him though. I've seen his stuff on like TVN or whatever.
He's the one with the gangster son, like right?
Yeah.
He's a like that, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's outside. He's outside, bro.
Yeah, he's outside for real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Going back to this Bible situation though, too, where people were upset. In addition to the fact that it was just Trump, were they upset too that it was like including the Constitution and like.
That part.
Documents, would they have felt the same way if like there was a Bible issued in Mexico and it included like the Mexican version of the Constitution or whatever? Like, would they have felt that way too, or like India or like any other country? Like, would they have felt that same way, or is it just because it's American and they just feel triggered?
Probably. That's a great question.
Because it's American, they feel triggered.
No, I don't think it's because it's America. I think because it's Trump.
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
Because let Beyonce or Obama drop a Bible. Man.
Oh, did you see the cover of her thing?
No, what happened?
The flag isn't offensive anymore.
What do you mean?
The American flag?
Oh, because she's doing country music now? So
she has the American flag on her cover. So.
That's a lot of nationalism.
She might do the Bible on Act 3 then.
Right.
She might.
Maybe. Bible Carter. I don't know.
The Carter Bible?
Right.
Hey, that'd be great.
Hova in the beginning.
Oh, featuring Hova. Yeesh. Imagine that, yo.
So y'all copping the Lee Greenwood, because it's not the Trump Bible. We can't call it the MAGA Bible.
Greenwood Bible. Let's get that up.
I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free, right?
If it was Trump's, I'd think about it. Just kidding.
Oh, that's the truth. You know what I mean?
But it ain't even his Bible, so.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Wow. If he dropped a Bible, he got to have that image that the MAGAs was circulating in 2016. Or
the one that they had him look in shape. They had
that one with the flag. Yeah, he got abs and everything. With the eagle flying in, you know what I mean? That should be the cover. You know what I mean? And then the first page would be him like praying in the White House with like the angels and everybody.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you get it?
No, I'm actually getting something else on the website of where the Bible is being sold. There's a question. There's a couple questions, right? And it's like FAQs. Okay. And it says, is any of the money from this Bible going to the Donald J. Trump campaign for president? And the answer is no. God bless the USABible.com is not political. It has nothing to do with any political campaign. The website is not owned, managed, or controlled by Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, CSC Ventures, or any of their respective principals or affiliates. Now, here's where I think it gets a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
The website uses Donald J. Trump's name, mm-hmm. likeness, and image under paid license from CIC Ventures, which license may be terminated or revoked according to its terms. Speaking so doesn't that sound right. like yeah, doesn't that sound like yeah, he's getting something to mm-hmm. use his image and likeness, similar to how Trump licenses his name to a lot of the Trump hotels, right? They're not necessarily his hotels. They just have his name on it.
Uh-huh.
So wouldn't this kind of be the same?
Nah, because he put his he did the ad. He did the video. You know what I mean? It's a little different. He didn't just license his name. Sure, he licensed his name so he could, you know, for marketing purposes, but still not his Bible. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like he just endorsed it so he can leverage that, you know what I mean? Because Lee Greenwood knows his audience, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't gonna be those blue-haired trans day people reading the Bibles, you know what I'm saying? It ain't Biden's followers who are gonna be reading the Bible, you know.
I mean, you don't know that.
They
Biden's
followers don't read the Bible.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Track stars.
I mean, but we don't know if they follow him Biden. So
I don't know if Track Stars is pro Biden. I definitely feel like they're anti Trump, you know what I'm saying? But for all the wrong reasons, you know what I mean? But we can have a convo and, you know, I can set you straight, you know what I mean, and give you some valid reasons. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to read that. Boss says, and we actually don't know if Trump reads it. Napoleon and George Washington both endorsed the scriptures and weren't Christians. Some people respect the Bible even as an ancient artifact. Don't sleep. And because of that comment, you made me think about Vivek Ramas, whatever his last name is. I don't remember. Yeah. If you watch this,
he can't say your name either. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So. He actually went on Twitter and started talking about how this is a slap to the face to Christians regarding Biden's visibility thing. So he was like, even as a Hindu, this is him saying it, even as a Hindu believer, like he thought that this was like very out of touch and you know, just whack and all. So, Voss's comment made me think of that.
Mm. Yeah.
Mason says this spot is sponsored by Trump Towers. I wish.
I got another one.
It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. George Washington.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bars.
Good points, Uncle Voss.
Facts. Yeah. You just snitched on him.
I mean, Skeletor Sinatra.
Yeah, I mean, I blew it up. My bad.
But yeah.
Initially.
Yeah.
But yeah,
somebody said audio Bible read by Trump dropping soon.
I'm gonna cop it too.
I see. I don't know if I would do the audio version of. I like when Trump talks because he talks slick. You know what I mean? He talks like a New Yorker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can't have him reading the Bible, man.
Hey, listen. I listened to Trump's book.
You listen to it?
Art of the Deal.
Art of the Deal, and he was reading it. And I had to say, I was entertained. I was in there. Like,
okay.
So I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe if he does read the Bible, you know, you never know.
Yeah. I'm about to give you a chance.
Abe Lincoln says, I believe that the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through the book. That's this book.
Crazy.
Mm.
And that's the dude who didn't want to fight in the Civil War and said if he could preserve the Union without freeing the slaves, he would do so. That's wild.
There you go. So yeah. So that's the deal with Trump's Bibles.
It's not his Bible, it's Lee Greenwood's.
Right, correct. Yes. Well, but
yeah, you gotta fact check click, too, man. Community.
Yo, send this guy to Track Stars, yo.
Dang. Jeez. Y'all dragging Jay today.
Just put a T on his hat, yo.
Hey, listen. Dang. Listen, as Trump says, we need prayer and we need prayer in this world. There was an incident that happened in Taiwan, major earthquake.
That video was crazy, bro. There's a video of these cars. Like, what is it? It's like they're at a stoplight or something, right? Or something like that.
No, so they look like they passed a toll, right? Or whatever. Okay. Yeah, they're climbing, and all of a sudden the earthquake happens, and the lead car kind of like stops or whatever, and then you kind of see like some like debris and like
trees are shaking and everything.
Yeah, trees are shaking, and you kind of see the dash cam like wobbling or whatever, kind of like, you know, going like that. And then you just see a huge boulder just come down, and like as the cars are backing up, it hits one of the cars. It was crazy video. And there's other videos of like you know, the downtown and like these skyscrapers just, you know, shaking. There was this other video I saw of this lady who was in her apartment, and you just see like the fridge just like literally like jump to the other side. Whoa. And it's nuts. And you know, it's devastating. It's like 7.4 earthquake. I know the West Coast, Cali, you know, you guys are kind of like used to earthquakes, you know, here and there. This was very serious, you know, in Taiwan. And then obviously there's, you know, political stuff with China and then trying to invade Taiwan, and it's a whole mess. So definitely keep them, you know, in your prayer.
Facts.
So
facts. Yeah. Keep up in prayer too, man. We got CERN and the eclipse and everything else, man.
The Jews are trying
to kill the red calves and everything, bro. It's
trying to launch rockets.
It's about to be lit, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
We'll get your Jews water.
Jews are trying to destroy Al-Aqsa. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild.
What'd you say?
The Jews, you know, with the red calves?
Oh, no, no, no. What you said after that?
They said they're trying to destroy Al-Aqsa. Isn't that what it's called? The temple. Because they believe that they believe that Solomon's temple is underneath.
Everybody got their tinfoil hats.
Oh, yeah. I feel you, dog. For sure. Come on, man. They got the heart machine and everything else. OC over there, seeding clouds. You know what I mean? And that's why we got these big storms over here. You know what I mean? But Brique and Kasari, you know what I mean? Quiet about that. You know, they're over here manipulating weather, you know?
I mean, we've been new, sis, but what right. I'm going to do?
Right.
Just pray.
Wild times we're living in, man.
I know.
The last of evil days.
You know what I'm saying?
Batteries in your water, yo.
You better pick up that Trump Bible, man, with everything going on.
Right. Y'all better pray over your food.
That's good.
Wait, why you saying
I know some people don't pray over their food and they're Christian. I'm like, no, no, I'm not. Anyway.
I don't get the Christian card.
What happened?
I don't get the whole food thing. How did that? What do you mean? You better pray for your
food. The food?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they do to my food.
Gotcha.
Pray over it.
Yeah. No,
I know some people don't take it as serious, but I do.
Yeah.
Some people just don't take prayer as serious.
That's true.
In general.
That's true.
Not taking a shot at anybody, but I think that some people think, like, I don't know. They just kind of underestimate, I think, sometimes the power and the importance of prayer. But you know who doesn't? Donald Trump, apparently, because
the way he set that up was ill. Ooh. I like that. The way he set that up, that was fine.
Bring prayer back. That's what he said. No, he said make prayer
great again.
Great again, bro.
Yeah.
Make praying great again.
Come on, bro. Man. How could you be mad at that, though?
Right.
Right.
I don't know, bro. Hey, listen.
It's not like whitewashing Christianity.
It's not like he said let white men in the girls' locker room and change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, at Planet Fitness.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like he said that.
Yeah.
It's not like he gave him a holiday.
They just said he's not a good representation of Christians. That's what it is.
Have you read the Bible? All them dudes was crazy, bro. Like, what do you mean? Like,
you might want to.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry. You got nothing to say to that.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, today's word of the day is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Okay. Somebody could put it up while I read it. It says, be prepared, and this is in the Message version. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over, but the shouting, you still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out.
Speaking of prayer, huh?
Yeah, speaking of prayer. Exactly.
Speaking of prayer. That was a good one, bro. That's crazy how you picked that, like, in the beginning of the show, and here we are.
I know, right? Yeah. That's the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Hey, don't sleep on the Holy Spirit, man. That ain't in the Bible.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for watching, everybody who listens. If you haven't already and this is your first time here, welcome. Hit the subscribe button. Change the red subscribe to a gray subscribe. It's free. And don't forget to check the description where you can find more details about all of us, Bree King Kasairi, Jimmy, myself. And as we mentioned last week, we have a new show, Soul Separately. New episodes are going to be dropping fairly soon. So keep it locked, and we're super excited. And also, Bree K. Kasairi announced that they're working on a new project.
Yo, you see Kasairi's face when you said that, though? She's like she didn't, like, she like, wasn't sure. Yeah, like, she didn't
know it.
The name.
No. I don't know the name. Not yet.
Yeah. Soon to be.
Soon. Yeah, coming soon. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, because I haven't pointed it out, Ant, you have heavily been flexing on us with that reverse Kobe Grinch in the background of, like, the last four episodes.
My bad. I'm so jealous. To change it?
Oh, no, keep it. I'm so jealous. Anyway.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Sounds like we might have a guest for the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah. For so long. Yeah. If you're interested in sneakers or whatever. See, I didn't even know what those words. She said Grinch. And I'm like, what? You know,
reverse.
Yes. So
get it right.
Sneakers, right. Keep it locked.
No, it won't be a gift.
We appreciate everybody. Everybody.
Costco everybody special.
Don't sleep on Costco, bro. How you doing? Yo, don't sleep on Costco. You heard? Hey. Appreciate you, Louis. Thanks for joining us.
Louis, Macy, yeah. Ross, Jesse.
Shout everybody, everybody on Instagram as well.
Q,
X,
yeah. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.
Gang.
Get it.